to KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. I guess we better get the mic on and get our self together here. We're
good luck with that one.
Sitting here talking to Dave and trying to figure out what ends up here. Good morning. Today is what is today? Today's December 21st.
Yep, it is.
Just a few days until Christmas, and today is going to be our Christmas show, and I'm your host. My name is Mark Kent. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning. We're streaming worldwide. You're listening to this live. This is State of Jefferson Radio. We've decided that we're going to be State of Jefferson Radio now.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, because we can do whatever we want.
We still have options.
KCNR1460.com is the website address where you want to go and get in on the chat room. Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived. And you can friend me at, Mark E. Kent, M-A-R-K-E, middle initial, Kent. And, you know, that's a good place to get a lot of the news feeds that I'm putting out there for everybody. The news that, nobody wants to, get onto the mainstream and, or parrot, because, you know, a lot of the stuff just parroted off of Fox News. We try to go after the stuff from a libertarian standpoint, that nobody else will touch. Nobody wants to talk about, even though it's big news stuff that
there's so much going on that the mainstream media doesn't put out there that people have no idea
about. Just ignore it, you know. So, I mean, there's so much of that, it's ridiculous. People are starting to see the lies and the blackouts even more and more and more. But, you know, we still try to get it out there for people and keep pounding the drum. My quote is, if God wanted us to vote, he would have given us candidates. That's Jay Leno. So let's see. Have we got any veteran stuff?
We do. Today is the Servicemen's Feast down at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. And that goes from 2 to 7. That's a free dinner for all policemen, sheriffs, first responders, and veterans. And there's going to be entertainment down there and Santa Claus for the kids. They can get their picture taken with Santa Claus for free. So come on down. It'll be a great time. Again, that's from 2 to 7 at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
Very good. And so there's going to be a nice big meal served.
Yes, we're doing turkey and ham and all the trimmings that go with it.
Very good. And so, you know, what time is that again?
2 to 7.
2 to 7. So you can show up anytime between
any time. Come in, just grab a plate. The food will be nice and hot. Sit down, enjoy some music. And eat away.
Very good. Yeah, we're going to kind of do some fun stuff today. You know, we want it's the Christmas season, and we kind of want to, you know, lighten the, you know, the mood a little bit here because we really enjoy Christmas. And at the same time, we've got a few news stories to go over, but we're going to have some fun with the music today. And like I say, just have a little fun out there.
Stress relief.
Yeah, we're going to try anyway. You know, there's so much bad stuff going on out there. And I think the majority of the people are finally starting to wake up that, you know, the president is not all what he's cracked up to be. And he's
or
not
our government.
Our government. And, you know, just getting rid of Obama is not going to be the answer. That's just the beginning because we've got to take back our government, from the big government statist guys that just seem to want to control everything and everyone. So it's a problem out there, but it is the Christmas season. So, you know, we're, like I say, we're going to go over some music stuff and have a little fun here. Let's see what I got here on, I do have a news story here. Government is using NSA to change the amount in, bank accounts. Now this is from, InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson. And they're talking about that the White House review panel reports into the activities of the NSA suggest that the government was using the spy agency to launch cyber attacks against financial institutions and change the amounts held in bank accounts. I mean,
wow.
Is that you can't make this stuff up. This is a 300-page report that was prepared for Barack Obama by the Review Group on Intelligence and Communications Technology for the NSA to be stripped of, you know, they want the NSA to be stripped of its power. And, you know, you can't blame them at this point. The government should not use surveillance to steal industrial secrets or change people's amounts in their bank accounts.
So is this everybody? they didn't pick and choose? I mean,
who knows? I mean, they're just now digging into this thing, you know, and you've got the Fox News guys saying, you know, like, all right, oh yeah, like Edward Snowden, he's a traitor. Well, you know, this guy gave up everything to report unconstitutional activity by our government, and this is another example of these guys going after you know, everything and everyone. And you know, at the heart of this is government control over everything. So you know, should the government be able to use their cyber capabilities to change the amounts in financial accounts or otherwise manipulate the financial system?
More so than what they're already doing.
And it just goes on and on and on and on. You know, we talk about the NSA and, you know, what they've done and, you know, they've wiretapping, you know, you can't even have a communication on email or anything on the computer or phones or Verizon or you name it. These guys have got their, you know, this is a big octopus and, you know, they've got their tentacles stretched out everywhere worldwide. You know, Putin made a comment the other day that he was just sorry that he wasn't able to do it.
Said he was envious of Obama.
He's just envious of Obama. These are the kind of guys that gravitate to these positions, you know, and that's what the founding fathers warned us about this stuff. They knew that if you kept giving them money, that's why, you know, on the 23rd is the anniversary of the Federal Reserve and the Income Tax Act. You know, before we had the Federal Reserve, we didn't need an income tax. And so that's interesting that we're having we get to celebrate the anniversary of the Federal Reserve Act on the 23rd of December.
So are you saying if we get rid of the Federal Reserve, maybe we could get back to no income tax?
We won't need the income tax because the income tax directly is collected basically to go to the Federal Reserve coffers, at least a big majority of it. And had the government jumped on the bandwagon to start spending? Sure, absolutely. Yep. So if you think that those two things that were passed at the same time in the same year is just coincidence, you might want to rethink that one just a little bit because, we've had 100 years and our dollar has been devalued by 98%. Now you guys that are out there struggling financially, do you think that if your dollar was worth 98% more that you might be struggling just a little bit less? Yeah.
Maybe able to buy a little bit more food.
See, people don't seem to equate these things. They don't want to put two and two together. You know, when you talk about banking and the Federal Reserve, people have a hard time bridging the gap as to it being the problem that we're having in the country right now. I mean, you got the health care, you got this, you got that, the NSA. But without all of this deficit spending and the borrowing from the Fed and the interest that the Fed's charging on zero money that they're printing it out of thin air basically, with the quantitative easing and all of that, they don't realize that all of that is being controlled by the bankers who are private bank issuing the currency. That's where it starts. Okay. So, you know, we need to nip that in the bud and go from there. Anyway, with that, let's go to our first musical number here. That keys right in and, you know, enjoy this.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Which one did you want first?
The NSA is coming to town.
Okay.
Did you get that one? There we go.
The holiday season. A time for celebration. Magic. And spending time with the people you love. But don't forget who's watching to make sure you're not being naughty.
You better watch. watch out. You better not Skype. You better log out. Yeah, you better not type. The NSA is coming to town. You're making a list. They're checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. They see when you are sleeping. They hear while you're awake. They know who you call and who you write. So encrypt for goodness sake. With Congress in the dark and a cloak and dagger court, we're looking for answers and they're coming up short. The NSA is coming to town. They're making a list, checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. The NSA is coming to town. The NSA is coming to town.
You wouldn't let government agents spy on your special holiday moments in person. Why are we letting them do it in the digital world? Help us end the NSA's unlawful spying programs. Click here and take action now.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Military budgets are often already stretched to their limits and do not contain a lot of money for buying Christmas food and presents. However, military families are also some of the most deserving people during the holiday season. To help thank these military families for the sacrifices made year-round, Homeward Bound offers a program to make Christmas possible for deserving military families, especially those with children who deserve to have a joy-filled Christmas. Military families who would like to participate in this program and can show proof of need may submit their wish lists to Homeward Bound. Phone number is 378-2280. And remember, get your application in as soon as possible because spaces fill up fast. If you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound for our military family Christmas, remember 100% of your donation goes to food and toys this holiday season to our Northern California veterans and their families. Thank you for supporting Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Let's do that one we made up about the Obama scam pain.
No, oh, Mr. Scam Man.
Scam Man, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Scam Man, where is your dream? I thought my life would be all peaches and cream. Now I don't have a job and I'm out of money. And moving forward, things don't look too sunny. Scam Man, I'm so alone. Don't have a mortgage to call my own. So much for the roses and the clover. I'm using food stamps to feed a rover. Mr. Scam Man, we need a cure and not a worldwide apology tour. You're tearing down our country's good reputation by trying to make us an Obama nation. Scam Man, hey, don't touch a thing. Take more vacation time and work on your swing. We need a president a little wiser than a community organizer. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, bummer. Scam Man, we can't forget. You promised you'd reduce the national debt. That's what so many millions gave you their vote for. A change of your address is all we hope for. Scam Man, hey, you're breaking our backs. Is it a penalty or is it a tax? Only half of us are paying our share. That's fair. He don't seem to even Obamacare. We all say no, no, no Obamacare.
There you have it. Like I say, yeah. Today could be a fun day.
Got to do it every once in a while.
Mr. Scam Man. Yeah, there you have it. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's the truth out there. This guy is out of control, and people better wake up and quit trying to defend this guy. He's a danger to society. So
I think he's getting fewer defenders with each passing day.
Yeah, as it gets worse and worse and worse. And, you know, some of the stories that I've got pulled up here, you know, one is the London gold vaults are empty. All that gold, 26 million ounces of it, has been shipped to China, never to return. The Chinese do not want U.S. dollars anymore. They want gold. Now, you might not put that together with the worldwide economy scene if you're not an economic guru. But what's happening here is that the monetary system is changing worldwide. And when our dollars are no longer the world reserve currency, you're going to see a dramatic drop in the value of the dollar, which equates to inflation. And if you think you're struggling out there now with prices, you know, we're in a deflationary cycle right now. You know, it's stagnant. There's not that much money out there because it's all being sucked out of the economy through the interest rates in the banks and the government taxation, which is paying the interest rate to the banks. So when you put this all together, this is looking pretty ugly for the future. So
yeah,
you,
I heard that they've already got another monetary system getting ready to go in place the dollar.
They're going to have to because the world economy will reject the dollar here at some point, and they will put together they haven't got it in place, but they're working on it, yeah. And they will have the meetings to set up a Bretton Woods-like meeting between the world powers so that they can, get this on an even keel because the whole world is suffering because of our dollars being devalued.
Mm-hmm. So it can reset, is my understanding. So it can reset. They're going to have to put this in place.
In the meantime, it gets ugly for us here in the United States, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But people need to wake up, and you know that's why the Constitution said that the Congress had the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof, gold and silver. And there was a reason they said gold and silver, because it's limited by the amount that you can pull out of the ground, which means that it limits the amount of currency that can be exchanged in the marketplace, and it eliminates the government from overspending and borrowing money that they don't have, or per se, borrowing money from somebody who prints it out of thin air and charges you interest in a big scam so that they can get completely wealthy off the backs of the American people. Now, that's the problem. So with that, let's cue up something else kind of fun here, Bob. Let's go with the When I Talked to the Egyptians song. This is pretty good.
Warwick looked ready for the tomb. I told him, Hosmer, it's time to go. Gave him the boot.
Oh, hey-o.
Now it's an Islamic domino. Just a bizarre man by the now will find someone.
Do you want to bet?
The Brotherhood's all smiles.
Oh, hey-o.
I haven't found a replacement yet. You're the hype of the protest types.
Go away, go away, go.
Talk to the Egyptians. People of Egypt, democracy is just around the corner. And down the road, after a brief military coup. Stay in the street, I got your back. Extend my hand, then I pull it back. Just call me yo.
Oh,
or if you prefer just Barack, just think of me as the good cop. I'm hanging out in the donut shop, talking and preaching.
Oh,
but I never made a traffic stop. Feel the hype of the protest times. Go away, go away, go away, go away, go. When I talk to the Egyptians. When I talk to the Egyptians. People of Egypt, I'm Barack Obama. I brought you out of the wilderness. No, wait, that's the wrong story. But I can offer you free health care for only $2 a day. Lots of people think that I am very much Pharaoh-like. You know, if you can wait 2 years, I may need a job.
Whoa. Yo way, yo. Yeah, talk to the Egyptians. That worked out real well too, didn't it?
You know,
while we're funding the Muslim Brotherhood and,
sure.
Yeah, you know, and our allies in Syria are the same guys that attacked us on 9/11 and they're beheading Christians and things like that. Those, they're great, great bunch of guys. Yeah. So let's see, what else do we have on the agenda here? Oh, boy. You know, you can't make this stuff up, and this is exactly what our founding fathers warned us about. If you just keep depending on government to take care of you, you are going to run into big problems. So we got this from Judicial Watch, and they asked the court to invalidate President Obama's unconstitutional Obama power grab. Now, so there's all this court actions going on. I mean, this guy has changed. You know, they filed a motion for summary judgment. This is, Tom Fenton down at Judicial Watch. And he's changed the law like 14 times. Now, we fought like, you know, it took 800 years, 900 years to develop the rule of law. People died for the rule of law because the rule of law, the opposite of that is the rule of the monarch. Now, the problem with the rule of the monarch is that, guess what? When you go home and you have property and, you know, everything's stable and the wife, she likes having, a garden and some land and maybe a few animals to, have some horticulture and things like that so you can eat and feed the kids.
Right.
And then the monarch just comes in and says, hey, I own everything.
It's mine.
It's mine. That was called the rule of the king, or, you know, lex rex, or rex lex. So there's two things going the opposite of each other. You got the king is the law, or the law is the king.
Right.
Okay. Well, the law in America is supposed to be the king, and supposed to be everybody. Nobody's above the law, and that has
it's
to go
supposed
through.
To be.
Supposed it has to go through a process in order for you to change the law, not just somebody up there going, "Well, I'm Barack Hussein Obama, and I am the Messiah, and guess what? I'm going to change the law anytime I feel like it without going through Congress." That's called rule by decree. That's the king. You don't have a constitutional republic anymore. And if that continues to happen, what do you think is going to happen when he says, hey, I decided we're not having elections anymore?
Yeah.
Well,
where does it stop at that point? I mean,
that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the real problem.
It's a slippery slope, and people have fought and died. Our founding fathers fought and died so that they would not have a king. You guys getting this out there? So with that, I think we'll go to our next break. I think we've got it queued up. And
okay, this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Kick your feet up.
I'm covered.
Because you're going to be in the waiting room for quite a while. But don't you worry your pretty little head off. First of all, it wouldn't be covered.
We're covered.
No, I said it would not be covered.
Now we're covered.
No, that's not. Yeah, I don't think you understood what I meant by covered earlier. It was a little bit ironic. Seriously, stop showing that screen. Healthcare.gov is not responsible for fulfilling any of the expectations, mandates, legal requirements, hopes, or dreams of any users. Results may vary. Consult your Obamacare-approved doctor or pharmacist to find out if Obamacare is right for you. Current waiting lists to have your doctor chosen for you are unavailable and will remain so for the foreseeable future. Obamacare may cause wait times, a decline in healthcare quality, money loss, political activism, anger, despair, hopelessness, frustration, European envy, pendants, and nausea. If you discover that your premiums have gone up as a result of Obamacare, please note that the program is working as intended and refrain from complaining. Call your doctor if you experience anxiety for longer than 4 hours. If you wish to opt out of Obamacare for any reason, please start a multi-million-dollar business, join a union, or run for Congress.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I'd like to invite you to support a Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas, December 1st from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, held at the Reading Senior Citizens Hall next to the Elks Lodge here in Reading. We'll be sending packages to deployed military personnel and post-9/11 military families here in Northern California. The cost is $15 per adult. Children under 12 are free. We'll have a live band, dinner, and a wonderful night of packing boxes for our military personnel and their families. Drop-off locations are at North Valley Bank Loan Center at Cypress and Hilltop or at Jones Fort. For more information, you can contact myself, Rob Burrows, at 378-2280 or Treva Gebhardt at 945-9536. Sponsored by Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
On his first day in office, Obama gave to me a leftist judiciary. On his second day in office, Obama gave to me former Clinton hacks and the leftist judiciary. On his third day in office, Obama gave to me high tax rates, former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary. On his fourth day in office, Obama gave to me more failing schools, high tax rates, former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary. On his fifth day in office, Obama gave to me
socialist change, more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary.
On his sixth day in office, Obama gave to me
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change,
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary.
On his seventh day in office, Obama gave to me new federal gun bans,
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change,
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary.
On his eighth day in office, Obama gave to me
rising inflation,
new federal gun bans,
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change,
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary.
On his ninth day in office, Obama gave to me terrorist appeasement,
rising inflation,
new federal gun bans,
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change,
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary.
On his tenth day in office, Obama gave to me
wide open borders,
terrorist appeasement,
rising inflation,
new federal gun bans,
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change,
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
Obama's in France,
and the leftist judiciary.
On his 11th day in office, Obama gave to me massive unemployment,
wide open borders,
terrorist appeasement,
rising inflation,
new federal gun bans,
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change,
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary.
On his 12th day in office, Obama gave to me
state-run healthcare,
massive unemployment,
wide open borders,
terrorist appeasement,
rising inflation,
new federal gun bans,
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change,
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks, and the leftist judiciary.
Yeah, if that doesn't drive it a little bit home, then you're not paying much attention out there. Boy, this guy's been good for the country, hasn't he?
Sure.
Yeah, so get involved, get out there, get active, get involved in your local, issues, you know, whether it's being on the school board, whether it's running
for... Yeah, there's so many of them that you get...
Yeah, but that's where you want to start the change. We're playing the Obama stuff, but the change has to come at the local level before we can get it done at the top. So you need to get involved in your school boards, in your board of supervisors, in the city hall, state of Jefferson. Those are the kind of things that you guys out there need to get, you know, this is not going to get better until the majority of the population to starts to say, hey, we've had enough, and yep, it's starting to happen.
And it's time to band together on that.
That's absolutely correct. With that, we have another gem here queued up for you. Go ahead and run that one, Bob, and then we'll be almost ready for the break.
While Obama's in France and telling everybody over there, hey, you got to help yourselves, the world ought to help, but... you need to fix your corruption and you need to help yourselves and be great. People say that here, but that's not what he's saying here. Here's what he's
saying
here.
Every breath you take, every cent you make, no middle class tax break, and you can't escape, I'll be taxing you. Child who plays,
taxing you. No middle class tax break, and you can't escape. I'll be taxing you.
Everybody's all talking. Right. Yeah, very good. We're back. Yeah, we're having fun today. It's a Christmassy kind of show. We're talking
kind
about
of.
Barry, everything else. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Do we have a caller on the line, or do we want to go there? Or?
If he wants to go on the air, we have Terry.
Terry, are you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, and you?
We're just having fun. It's one of those days where I decided that we were just going to soft pedal it, enjoy ourselves here, and kind of hit the point at the same time.
Duck Dynasty is really being in the forefront.
Yep.
You know, and there's a lot of talk on the, you know, both the liberal side and the conservative side on what this guy said, you know. You know, I know that you guys are a huge proponent of freedom of speech, and that, you know, really and truly, one of the things that happened with this is the fact that this guy gets in trouble for saying what he believes. And again, it really goes to the liberal side of pushing and pushing and pushing on the conservative side that their side is right,
right.
What they say is correct. Everything is offensive. And I just wanted a quick comment from you guys, what you thought about that, and then I have another quick comment.
Well, here's my take on this. Is if you put the shoe on the other foot, and this was an exact opposite, and this was a gay guy that made a comment about Christianity, and he was then taken off the show, there would be discrimination lawsuits filed immediately against A&E by them, because that would be discrimination based on your race, creed, color, sexual yeah. preference, and so forth, religious out of you. And my question is, why is that, now that the shoes on the other foot, is it not discrimination against Phil Robertson because of his religious viewpoint that was not aired on A&E but was through a GQ magazine article, and he said basically that was what he believed, but he held no bad viewpoints against, and he respected everybody else's opinion. So, you know, I'm just wondering why that's different and why it's not discrimination when he does it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the thing is, too, is that really we kind of look at the liberal side and say they're pushing, pushing, pushing. But really, when you stop and look at the moral majority, I think the problem's right there. You have 100 million people professing to be Christians. Half of those people register. 40% of those people actually even vote. You know, and I know that I've talked to church leaders before, and some of the things I get is, well, you know, hey, God's in control. Well, God is in control, but as you read through the Bible, God uses people.
Yep.
I mean, the last thing he says is go out and witness to all nations, and that means that people are supposed to spread the faith and spread the word of Jesus Christ.
Well, do you know what's
so,
really sad, Terry?
He uses people in that.
Do you know what's really
and
sad?
The other quick thing is,
Terry.
You go ahead and you look at what's happened as far as some of the Christian leaders and pastors. It's, well, we need to respect authority. Barack Obama's the president. You know, they have their administrations in. We need to do what they say. Well, really, there were three Jewish men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down before a golden image by Nebuchadnezzar.
Right.
Nebuchadnezzar was appointed by God to be the ruler of the world. So were these three men who were thrown into the fiery furnace and never hurt because they were protected by God, were these three men disobeying authority, or were they just following God's authority, which is the supreme authority? So that and the 501c3, I think that could be a whole program when you talk about it's really not the left as much as it is the fragmentation, the fear, and the apathy of the right.
I agree. I got a couple of comments on that, Terry. First, you know, as far as the render under Caesar, that's garbage because, you know, if it's an illegal authority, you know, when we're the sovereign citizens of the country, we are the kings. We we don't have a king. If he's circumventing the Constitution, then he's no longer a legal authority. He is an unlawful authority, mm-hmm. and you're not to submit to that. So that's a cop-out for the Christians to not do anything, in my opinion. And the other thing on this Duck Dynasty thing is it's a sad commentary when people are more upset about a something that's happened in the media, a television program, than they are about the loss of their rights, about the rule of law, about the lawlessness of this administration and all its cronies and the capitalism, capitalistic cronies and the banking industry. But you will get upset because a program gets canceled on A&E. How sad is that for a commentary on the people's priorities and perspectives?
Yeah. Well, have a great day, guys. That's a good point, Mark.
Thanks. Thanks
All
for
right,
the call,
thanks
in,
for
Terry.
Calling in.
You bet. Okay. Sure. Let's go to a break here.
All right. This is KCNR 1460. I'm with the Free Fire Media.
Grandma got run over by her health care. Walking home from bingo with Father Steve. They say there's no such thing as free health care. And with all these new taxes, I believe she'd been drinking too much, and sure. And we begged her not to go. HHS could offer medication. She said, I'll be okay, and stumbled out into the snow. When they found her Tuesday morning, she was in the alley, laid out flat. There were footprints on her forehead and a bunch of blue dog paw marks on her back. Grandma got run over by her health care, walking home from bingo with Father Steve. They say there's no such thing as free health care, and now me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching Glenn Beck, writing letters telling Congress to burn in hell. It's not the same without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we eat her government cheese or send it back? Grandma got run over by her health care, walking home from bingo with Father Steve. They say there's no such thing as free health care, and now me and Grandpa, we believe. All those we elected to Congress, we thought they'd do the right thing, but they've just made our life a big mess. Today, Grandpa starts his end-of-life counseling. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better start thinking before you vote. We're getting Soviet-style health care, wrapped up with a bow, and they call it changing hope. Grandma got run over by her health care, walking home from bingo with Father Steve. They say there's no such thing as free health care, and now me and Grandpa, we believe. They say there's no such thing as free health care, and now me and Grandpa, we believe.
Saturday on KCNR 1460, it's state championship football on your radio. Redding's own Enterprise Hornets put their undefeated record on the line one last time as they take on the Chaminade Eagles at the StubHub Center in Carson. Coverage of the CIF Division II state championship bowl game presented by Farmers is brought to you by Five Star Bank. Pre-game starts at 3 p.m., kickoff at 4. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Chaminade Eagles, and it's live on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Mr. Obama, bring me some toys, just like you've given the other girls and boys. I need a bella from my head to my toes, yes, just like the other guys with the brown noses. Obama, I feel kinda scared, just need a pick-me-up from Peter St. Clair. Just need my health to be free, and let the government take care of me. Mr. Obama, I've got lots of debt, can't pay my mortgage and my car is a wreck. Just need a loan of cash for my bunker, no one will notice another $1 billion. Obama, let's tax the rich, they've got so much, it's money they'll never miss. We'll spend our time occupying Wall Street, every damn who needs a drone? Just tell Iran we've got enough of our own. It's for the classified and military secrets. But go ahead and tell them it's a gift for Christmas. Obama, there's been lots of change while you've been working hard on your golf game. It's Christmas time and we believe in more gifts for Christmas. Want gifts for Christmas, yes, gifts for Christmas under our tree.
Yeah, we're having a fun time today with at Mr. Obama's expense, by the way, and that's just fine with me. You know, we've got a little more time here. I got an article here from the Dollar Vigilante blog. 2014 may be the last year to salvage your assets. This is an urgent message from Jeff Berwick, and basically he's saying the world is changing dramatically, paradigm shifts are happening everywhere, and we are reaching the culmination of the end of the monetary system as we know it. It won't happen all at once. There will not be a certain day or time when the announcement is made by the media that all of the government and central banking constructs built up over the last 20 century have collapsed. It will happen as it has been happening, with more and more things falling apart day by day. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at, guys. Yep. So you, if you haven't been preparing, you're running out of time. And so I would be definitely taking steps to protect you and your family against a highly inflated dollar. And, It's coming. So with that,
let's stacking the food and stuff up, getting prepared out there.
Get prepared out there. You're missing the boat. And so with that, let's go ahead and listen to our other song here, just because we're having a fun day.
Veronica Claus is coming to town. Veronica Claus is coming to town. You better not work. You better not try. Get your hand out. I'm telling you why. Veronica Claus is coming to town. Veronica Claus is coming to town. Veronica Claus is coming to town. If you're a success, I'm taxing you twice. Gonna reverse who's naughty and nice. Hey! Veronica Claus is coming to town. Veronica Claus is coming to town. Veronica Claus is coming to town. I'll pay you just for sleeping. Don't work, stay home and play. You will care if you're bad or good, cause if you're bad, you get more cake. So, Republicans, watch out. I'm looking real fly. Media shouts, we elected our guy. Hey! Veronica Claus is coming to town. Veronica Claus is coming to town. Veronica Claus is coming to town. The market's going down. Why do you have a frown?
Barack Claus is coming to town. Oh boy, you can't make that stuff up. Yeah, so we're coming to the end of the show here.